People gathered for the march in a cul-de-sac in the Homecrest Circle neighborhood, the residential area closest to the landfill.
That fence right there is the Superfund site fence. It's not on the property line. The contamination with PCBs actually extends up into these neighbors' backyards.
Dick DeVisser is the president of the neighborhood association. He says when PCB contamination created by the paper industry was left at the site after an earlier cleanup in the 1990s, the EPA itself said that it wouldn't be safe to leave it there permanently.
Today, now that a dollar sign has been assigned to the project, suddenly that's not the truth anymore. It's okay. It's not going to leak. And who cares about development anyway? Well, we care about development.
Yeah.
Right there is a potential tax base for the city. It's potential green space. It's potential commercial development. And it's sitting there waiting for the EPA to do the right thing.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, PCBs have got to go, hey, hey.
DeVisser and other marchers headed down Portage Street to a rally at Goodwill Industries not far from the gate leading into the Allied Paper landfill. It began with what could be a first, a song about a PCB dump. Lisa Moiry's Take It Away.
We don't want this poison pile in the middle of our city. We have waited long enough. Take it away.
During the rally, a series of speakers urged the EPA not to follow through on strong hints that it might cap the contamination in the landfill and leave it in place. Critics say that would blight any chance to redevelop the area and would pose a threat to Kalamazoo's drinking water. The EPA says the cost of completely removing the waste could top $300 million, but Kalamazoo city officials say that estimate is way too high. They point to a quote by the toxic waste disposal firm EQ that's much smaller. Bruce Merchant, who retired as the city's public services director earlier this week, is among those heading to Chicago today to discuss the issue with regional EPA officials.
We're going for a technical meeting to talk about how come their price is a quarter of $1 billion more than the quote we got from EQ.
But Kalamazoo Mayor Bobby Hopewell, who's also going to Chicago, says he wants to hear something else from the EPA.
The date for when that first truck arrives,
right.
When that first shovel goes in there, when that shovel load starts getting on those trucks and it's headed for Ann Arbor or wherever, it points east where it belongs, where it's intended to be.
Edison neighborhood resident and Michigan United activist Graciela Valdez says removing the toxic waste from the Allied Paper landfill is worth whatever it costs.
A full cleanup is expensive, but it is the right thing to do to ensure the health and safety of all who live in our neighborhood. One cannot put a price on how valuable health and safety is to each one of us.
Yesterday's protest was not the first at the landfill. After a public uproar in 2007, the city fended off an EPA plan to add even more PCB waste to the site as a dam on the Kalamazoo River near Plainwell was removed. The new campaign to force a total cleanup of the landfill has the support of Republican Congressman Fred Upton, as well as both of Michigan's Democratic U.S. senators. Kalamazoo State Representative Sean McCann says, like others at yesterday's protest, he hopes the EPA will agree to haul all of the waste away.
I've seen an EPA that's cleaning up the Kalamazoo River from an oil spill. They've been very firm about making sure Enbridge cleans up the oil that their spill left behind. So I don't quite understand this EPA that's working here, really not in favor of cleaning up the land that's right across the street from us.
You say you're working towards environmental justice. If that's the case, then I think you better trust us.
The EPA's regional headquarters in Chicago says it will announce its final decision on the Allied Paper landfill later this year.
This poison pile can't stay here.
For WMUK, I'm Andy Robbins.